Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and I'm joined today by Ed Molinar, Pella Historical Society and Museums, Jim Brandel.
All right, Jim, thanks for being on the program today, and we're going to be talking about Molinars. What is a Molinar?
Well, Justin, Molinar is a Dutch word meaning miller. The Dutch word for mill is molen, M-O-L-E-N, and Molinar means miller. And so I'm one of the people who's volunteered to operate the Vermeer Mill.
And for people who may not automatically know, what does that mean? What does that entail?
Well, the mill is an 1850s replica of an authentic Dutch mill. It was built in the Netherlands, and basically it's a very large and powerful machine that captures the power of the wind and produces power in a usable form, in our case, to grind grain and make flour.
And I understand why we have windmills and like stuff like that because of the Dutch heritage, but what's the real purpose of having it there? Does it do anything, like you said? Does it do any of those services?
Well, our mill certainly is an operating mill. It can grind grain and make flour, which we do sell in our gift shop, and we also grind some grain and flour for one of our local bakeries. But the primary purpose for our mill is really tourism. It attracts visitors. It's a wonderful way for visitors who may not be able to visit the Netherlands and learn all about windmills to see an authentic mill right here in the center of Iowa.
We'll get to kind of what you guys do and stuff like that, but why should people, because a lot of people don't live here in Pella who will be hearing this, why should they come check out the mill?
Well, the mill is a marvelous piece of Dutch architecture and engineering. And I think most people don't realize, first of all, how large the mill is, how much power it generates, and how mills like this have been operating for hundreds of years utilizing wind power in the Netherlands. I like to say that the Dutch were several hundred years ahead of us in terms of discovering wind power, which obviously is now a very, very big, important part of generating power here in the United States, and in particular in Iowa. But the windmill, in the old Dutch sense, was a resource that they had an abundance of. And so that's why windmills pepper that small country.
I was just going to ask, so there are still many windmills in operation over there?
There are approximately 1,000 windmills in that little country. The land area size of the Netherlands is about one quarter of the size of Iowa. And in that country, there are 1,000 windmills still in existence. At the height of the windmill era, which was about 1900, there were 10,000 windmills. So you didn't have to go very far in that country before bumping into a windmill.
All right, again, we're here with Jim Brandel, who's the head Molinar over at the Pella Historical Society. And you want to talk about some training that you have coming up. Who is involved in this training, and can anyone be involved?
Well, yes, we are seeking individuals who might be interested in learning how to operate the mill and thus become a Molinar. We are a totally volunteer operation over there in terms of operating the mill. We currently have about 14 people who have been trained and who share the responsibilities of operating the mill. But we're always looking for a few additional people because we operate under the idea that many hands make light work. And so we're looking for people who might be interested in learning about what it takes to become a Molinar, learning a little bit more about the mill and how it operates. And we're having a session the 13th of March at 7 p.m. at the Welcome Center at the Vermeer Mill for people who are interested in learning more about what a Molinar does and whether or not they might be interested in going through our training program.
So for people listening, who's typically interested in this, and who are you typically looking for?
Well, we're looking for either men or women. We've had women show interest and had one woman Molinar in the past. But they're generally people who are interested in mechanical things because the mill is basically a large machine. They're people who enjoy learning about how things were done in the past. They're people who enjoy talking with other people. We're not asking the Molinar to necessarily be a tour group leader, but oftentimes the tour group leader will turn to the Molinar because they are operating the mill and have them explain something that maybe the docent or the tour group leader might not understand. So We're looking for people basically who are interested in things mechanical, working with an old type of machine, but in a very interactive kind of sense.
That's really cool, Jim, and hopefully you get a big response so you can stack your staff and have plenty of Molinars, as you call them. And again, as the head Molinar, we appreciate you sharing this knowledge with us. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. We appreciate the opportunity to get the word out, and we hope we'll see a number of people on Thursday evening.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Thanks again to our guest, Jim Brandle, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.